Good morning.
大家早安。
When Pastor Daniel asked me to preach, I was surprised.
当叶牧师来找我证道的时候，我是有点惊讶的。
Not because I don't like preaching, but because I do love it.
不是因为我不喜欢讲道，恰恰相反，我非常热爱讲道。
And I know that listening to preaching through translation is definitely not the same as listening to preaching in your own language.
我也知道通过翻译来听讲道和用自己的母语直接听是不太一样的感受。
But we know that even these small decisions by our pastors are used by God for our good.
但我们也知道连牧者所做的这些小决定都能为神所用，与我们有益处。
It's truly my pleasure to be preaching to you this morning.
今天早上能站在这里与大家分享神的话语是我的荣幸。
Please turn in your Bibles to 1 John, the first letter from the Apostle John.
请大家翻开圣经来到约翰一书，这是使徒约翰写的第一封信。
And I recommend turning from the back of the Bible. You have maps. Oh, sorry.
建议大家可以从圣经的后面往前翻。
Maps, and then Revelation, Jude, 3 John, 2 John, and then 1 John.
你会看到有地图、启示录、犹大书、约翰三书、二书，然后是约翰一书。
We'll cover all of chapter 1 this morning.
今天早上我们要来一起看第一章的全部内容。开始来读约翰一书第一章。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, your people come now to your word in worship.
神啊，你的子民现在带着敬拜的心来到你的话语面前。
Soften our hearts for what you have to say to us.
求你柔软我们的心，使我们能够听见你要对我们说的话。
Sharpen our minds and clear out thoughts that would distract us from knowing you.
求你使我们的心思意念专注，除去一切杂念，让我们能够专心认识你。
Bring us near and make us more like Christ.
让我们亲近你，使我们更像基督。
Convict the hearts of believer and unbeliever alike.
无论是信主的还是未信主的，求你亲自光照。
Give sight to those who are blind to the truth, those who don't know you.
求你开启那些还不认识你的人的眼睛。
Help them to see Jesus Christ in all his splendor and glory.
使他们能够看见耶稣基督那荣耀的光辉。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。Amen.
How do you know if you're part of something?
大家怎么知道自己是某个群体里的一份子呢？
Take your work for example.
以你的工作为例。
How do you know that you're a part of your workplace?
你怎么知道你是你工作单位的一份子呢？
Maybe there's a dress code or you have an access card that gets you through the front door.
也许是有着装要求，或者你有一张可以通过前门的门禁卡。
Maybe you have a particular space where you work or you know the people who you work with.
或许你有一个特定的工作空间，或者你认识你一起工作的人。
Most importantly, you and your coworkers are moving together toward the same goal.
但更重要的是，你和你的同事们正在朝着同一个目标前进。
Your work is connected to the work of others. You are part of the whole.
你的工作与其他人的工作是相连接的，你们是一个整体的一部分。
In a similar way, Christians are part of the Church of God, the Bride of Christ, the Temple of the Holy Spirit.
同样，基督徒也是神教会的一部分，是基督的新娘，是圣灵的殿。
You followers of Christ, you are part of the Kingdom of the Triune God.
你们是耶稣基督的门徒，你们是三位一体神的国度的一部分。
Now, before we look at 1 John chapter 1, how do we know this letter is from John?
在我们开始看约翰一书第一章之前，我们如何知道这封信是约翰写的呢？
We notice the writer doesn't introduce himself like Paul or Peter.
我们注意到作者他不像保罗或彼得那样自我介绍。
But church history has traditionally held that this letter is from the Apostle John.
但教会历史上普遍认为这封信是使徒约翰写的。
And even more so, we know that John wrote the fourth gospel account, and this sounds very similar.
更重要的是，我们知道第四部福音书就是约翰写的，而这封信的风格和用词与那卷福音书非常相似。
This letter sounds like the Apostle John.
这封信读起来很有约翰的味道。
And so we can be confident that this is from John.
所以我们可以确信这就是约翰所写。
Here in 1 John, the Apostle John is writing about the assurance of eternal life.
在约翰一书中，约翰的主题是永生的确据。
He explains in 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
他在第五章第十三节写道，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
John assures believers that because they abide in Christ, because they continue to live by faith in Jesus, they have eternal life.
约翰带给信徒一个确据，就是因为你们住在基督里，因为你们持续以信心依靠耶稣而活，所以你们有永生的确据。
Assurance belongs to those who abide.
这个确据是属于那些住在主里面的人。
And to begin his argument that assurance belongs to those who abide, John first argues that Christians pursue Christian fellowship.
在展开这个论点之前，约翰首先提到，真正住在主里面的基督徒必然会追求属灵的团契。
The Apostle John writes to us,Christians, to those who abide, to pursue Christian fellowship.
使徒约翰这封信是写给我们这些基督徒，写给那些住在基督里持续信靠主的人，要追求基督徒的团契生活。
That is, seek after fellowship that's distinctly Christian.
也就是说，我们要追求那种真正属于基督徒的团契。
Make it a priority to build and maintain strong relationshipswith the members in your local church.
把这件事情放在一个优先的位置上，要努力与教会中的弟兄姊妹建立并维持稳固的关系。
If you're taking notes, here's a simple two-point outline.
如果你在做笔记的话，这里有一个简单的两点提纲。
Pursue Christian fellowship by consistently being reminded of truth.
追求基督徒的团契生活，第一点是要持续不断地被真理提醒。
And then pursue Christian fellowship by consistently turning away from and confessing sin.
追求基督徒的团契生活，要持续不断地远离罪恶，并承认自己的罪。
So again, pursue Christian fellowship.
追求基督徒的团契生活。
By consistently being reminded of the truth.
要持续不断地被真理提醒。
And second, by consistently turning away from and confessing sin.
其次，要持续不断地远离罪恶，并承认自己的罪。
So our first point, pursue fellowship by consistently being reminded of truth.
第一点，追求属基督的团契要持续不断地被真理提醒。
John begins 1 John 1, chapter 1, by immediately reminding his hearers of the truth.
约翰一书第一章一开始，约翰就提醒听众这个真理。
1 John 1, 1, what was from the beginning?
约翰一书一章一节说，论道从起初原有的。
Now, this sounds like an idea or a concept.
这听起来好像是在讲一个观念。
We read at the end of verse 1 that this is the word of life.
在第一节的结尾，他说到是生命之道。
But John doesn't just say what was from the beginning, that is the word of life.
不过约翰并没有直接说从起初原有的就是那生命之道。
Instead, he lists the observations of the apostles.
他反而列出了使徒们亲身的见证。
What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands.
就是我们所听见、所看见、 亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
Something heard, as in a message, but something also seen and touched, like an object.
这是一个能被听见的信息，但同时又是一个能被看见和触摸的，好像是一个物体。
The apostles have had time to examine the message, object, event, thing.
使徒们有时间来仔细查验、亲身经历这个信息、物体或者事件。
John tells us it's this word of life.
约翰告诉我们，这就是生命之道。
But it doesn't sound like he's talking about only a message.
但听起来他不只是在描述一个信息而已。
Rather, it sounds like he's talking about a person.
他似乎是在讲一个人。
But rather than resolving that tension, John continues adding details about the truth.
但约翰并没有着急要解决这个问题，他反而继续添加关于这个真理的细节。
He describes the origins of the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
他接着描述这生命之道的起源，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Eternal life was manifested, which means made clear, plain, proven.
这里说永远的生命显现出来，意思就是它已经被清楚的揭示、显明且证实了。
The life was hidden before and obscured, but now it's revealed and apparent.
这个生命原本是隐藏的，是模糊不清的，但如今却是向人完全显明了。
This is what the apostles are witnesses to.
这正是使徒们所见证的内容。
They've seen and so they testify. They've seen and so they proclaim.
他们亲眼看见了，所以可以做见证。他们亲眼看见了，所以可以宣告。
They proclaim eternal life because it's been made plain to them.
他们之所以能够宣告这永生，是因为永生已向他们显明。
And beloved, John's hinting at the identity of the word of life in verse 2.
在第二节这里，约翰开始暗示这位生命之道的身份。
The life was manifested, the life was revealed.
这生命已经显现出来。
But it was also with the Father and manifested to us.
而这个生命又是原与父同在，且显现于我们。
Eternal life was with the Father and made clear.
永恒的生命原本与父同在，如今却向人显明。
Now, this sounds a little strange, to be honest.
就老实说，听起来有点奇怪。
If we assume that John's talking about a concept, then it's confusing when he says it was with the Father and manifested.
如果我们认为约翰在讲一个抽象的观念的话，那这句原与父同在且显现于我们就很难理解。
That's not how concepts are treated.
一般人不会这样解释一个概念。
If, for example, we teach children 3 times 3 is 9, we'd say we know the equation and we taught it to the children.
举个例子，如果我们教我们的孩子3×3=9，我们会说我们知道这个公式，然后呢，我们就这样教给我们的孩子了。
We wouldn't ever say the equation was with us and we made it clear to them.
但我们绝对不会说这个公式原本与我们同在，我们向孩子们显明了它。
It's awkward and nonsensical.
听起来很不自然且不合理。
John must be referring to a person.
约翰所指的一定是一个人。
That's the only conclusion that makes sense.
这是唯一合理的结论。
What we've heard, what we've seen, what we've touched with our hands all point to a person.
我们所听见，我们亲眼看过的，我们亲手摸过的，这一切都指向一个真实的人。
The apostles have experienced life with the word of life, a distinct person.
使徒们亲身与这位生命之道同在，他是一个独特的人。
Jesus was and is God, and Jesus died and rose again.
耶稣曾经是，现在仍是神。耶稣经历了死亡，并从死里复活。
And those for whom Jesus died and rose are transformed.
而那些因着耶稣的死和复活而得救的人，也会被这位救主改变。
They live for God and spread the truth about Jesus, who is the Word of Life.
他们为神而活，并传扬关于耶稣这位生命之道的真理。
1 John 1:3 reads, That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us.
约翰一书一章三节说，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
John saying that he proclaims the truth so that others might join in Christian fellowship.
约翰的意思是说，他之所以传讲这个真理，是为了让更多人能够进入这个基督徒的团契当中。
Those who believe in Jesus, the Word of Life, have Christian fellowship.
凡是相信耶稣这位生命之道的人，都会拥有基督徒的团契关系。
This Word of Life is so powerful and effective that it grants fellowship between people.
这位生命之道是如此有能力、有功效，能够在人与人之间建立起真实的团契关系。
But there's more involved in Christian fellowship than people gathering with people.
但是基督徒的团契远远不只是人和人之间的关系。
Christian fellowship is divine.
基督徒的团契是属神的。
1 John 1:3, and indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
约翰一书一章三节说，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
The fellowship that Christians enjoy is holy.
基督徒所享有的团契是神圣的。
The saints gather together because of their heavenly relationship.
圣徒们彼此相聚是因为他们有着属天的关系。
Beloved, this is the truth of Christian fellowship. It's divine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是基督徒团契的真理，这是属神的。
It's with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
是与父神与他的儿子耶稣基督之间的相交。
Christian fellowship has no bounds because God is infinite and cannot be contained.
基督徒团契没有界限，因为我们的神是无限的，他无法被限制。
Christian fellowship is glorious and wonderful because our God is perfect and amazing.
基督徒的团契是荣耀的、美好的，因为我们的神是完美且奇妙的。
Christian fellowship draws us up to heaven where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father.
基督徒的团契使我们被提升到天上，在那里，基督坐在父神的右边。
Christian fellowship is a divine gift that has been paid for by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
基督徒的团契是一份属神的恩赐，是耶稣基督他的宝血所买出来的。
Christian fellowship is a divine blessing that joins strangers together as one family.
基督徒的团契是属天的祝福，能使原本陌生的人合而为一，成为属灵的一家人。
Christian fellowship is a divine witness that shows the world what God is like.
基督徒的团契也是属神的见证，使这个世界看见神是怎样的一位神。
Beloved, is this how you view Christian fellowship?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你是这样看待基督徒之间的团契的吗？
Do you understand that Christian fellowship in the local churches is not just with people, but with God?
你是否明白，在教会中的团契不只是人与人之间的交流，而是与神之间的连结呢？
Do you recognize the great gift that authentic Christian fellowship is?
你是否意识到这样真实的团契是神赐下的宝贵礼物？
And are you pursuing fellowship?
你是否在追求这样的团契？
Or are you stagnant in your pursuit of fellowship?
还是你已经在这件事上停滞不前了呢？
Are you making the mistake that service to others is more important than fellowship with your family in the local church?
你是否在犯一个常见的错误，就是认为服侍他人比与属灵家人建立团契更重要呢？
Now, in verse 4, John shares why he wrote, that our joy may be complete.
在第四节中，约翰表达了他写这封信的原因，是使我们的喜乐得以满足。
John's joy is that those who hear the word of life would know and believe the truth.
约翰的喜乐是希望听见这生命之道的人能够认识并相信这真理。
John joyfully imagines his readers continually pursuing fellowship with God and God's people.
他满怀喜乐的想象，他的读者会持续追求与神与神的子民之间的团契。
Beloved, the joy of every minister's life is that those whoHe serves with love God more.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一位牧者心中的喜乐，就是他所服侍的群体越来越爱神。
The joy of a minister is to see his people love God's word more.
牧者最大的喜乐就是看见弟兄姊妹越来越爱慕神的话语。
And as the people learn God's word and love God more, the minister's heart is warmed.
当神的百姓越发明白神的话，越发爱慕神，牧者的心就会被温暖，被鼓励。
When the minister sees things that can only be explained by fellowship with God, he's joyful.
当牧者在教会中看见那些只有与神团契才能解释的事情，他就满有喜乐。
We pursue Christian fellowship by being reminded of the truth.
我们通过时常被真理提醒来追求基督徒的团契。
But we don't stop there.
但我们不只是停在这里。
Pursuing Christian fellowship also means that we live according to the truth of eternal life.
追求真正的基督徒团契，还必须活出这永生的真理。
We live consistently according to what we believe. Our lives show what we believe.
我们要始终如一地按着所信的去生活，我们的生命会反映出我们真正相信的是什么。
Now, John says in verse 5 that God is light.
约翰在第五节说，神就是光。
By saying God is light, John's thinking about illumination, brightness.
当他说神是光的时候，他指的是光照的明亮。
And in that brightness, in the intensity of God's purity, there's no darkness.
在神那完全的圣洁光辉中，没有丝毫的黑暗。
God defines purity and holiness and light.
神他自己就是圣洁和光明的定义。
And so, how do we live consistently with this truth?
我们该怎样生活才能与这个真理一致呢？
What ought we to do if we claim to have fellowship with this God?
如果我们说自己与神有团契，我们要如何去生活呢？
If we say that we walk with the God who is holy and pure, who is light, how must we walk?
我们若说自己与这位圣洁光明的神同行，我们又该如何行走呢？
John says, we must also walk in the light. We must avoid the darkness.
约翰说，我们也必须行在光明中，我们必须远离黑暗的生活。
If we deceive and we refuse to live by God's commands, we're in darkness.
如果我们欺骗且不遵行神的诫命，那我们就还在黑暗当中。
But on the other hand, if we walk in the light, if we make a habit of living according to the truth, John says we have fellowship with one another and with God.
但另外一方面，如果我们行在光中，如果我们常常以真理为准则来生活，约翰说，我们就会与彼此之间有真正的团契，也与神有团契。
And that's what we want. We want to pursue authentic fellowship, Christian fellowship.
这正是我们所追求的真实的团契，基督徒的团契。
Now, beloved, notice that we're unable to produce Christian fellowship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请注意，我们并不能靠自己来制造基督徒的团契。
Walking in the light, consistently living out the Christian life is under the cross.
一个人能够行在光中，持续活出基督徒的生命，完全是因为耶稣的十字架。
1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
约翰一书一章七节说，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净了我们一切的罪。
Our righteous walk is because of the blood Jesus shed on the cross.
我们能走公义的路，是因为耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血。
Walking in the light is evidence that the blood of Jesus has already been applied to us.
我们之所以能行在光中，是因为耶稣的血已经涂抹在我们身上。
We don't walk so that we might earn the blood of Jesus to cleanse us.
我们不是因为行在光中，所以耶稣的宝血才来洁净我们。
But rather, our walk is evidence that God is already at work in us.
相反，我们行在光中，就证明了耶稣已经救赎了我们。
God's work allows us to pursue real fellowship, Christian fellowship, with one another.
神在我们心里动了工，我们才得以与彼此追求真正的团契。
Now, this part might sound confusing, but walking in the light includes admitting our darkness.
接下来这一句可能有点矛盾，但是行在光中也包含了承认我们自己的黑暗。
Living righteously involves admitting that we're sinners.
过敬虔的生活意味着我们要承认自己是罪人。
1 John 1:8 reads, If we say we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us.
约翰一书一章八节说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
We come to Christian fellowship with the humble acknowledgement that we're not the light.
我们是带着谦卑的认知来到基督徒的团契，那就是我们自己不是光。
We've come because God has changed us, and God is still changing and transforming us.
我们之所以能来到团契，是因为神已经改变了我们，并且神仍在持续的塑造、更新我们。
We welcome people because we've been welcomed into the kingdom of heaven.
我们欢迎他人进入这样的团契，正如我们当初也被欢迎进入神的国一样。
If you're here today and you're not a Christian, please hear the truth.
如果今天在座有非基督徒朋友，请听我分享接下来的信息。
No matter how good you think you are, how kind you are, how many good things you do, you're walking in darkness.
不管你自认为是一个多么好的人，多么善良，做了多少好事，你仍在黑暗当中行走。
And you might think that's unfair.But God is our creator, and He is holy and good.
你可能觉得这不太公平，但是神他是我们的创造主，他是圣洁良善的神。
God created you and me in His image to fellowship with Him and to live for Him.
神按照他的形象创造了你和我，是要我们与他有团契，为他而活。
But rather than obeying God, we turn away from God and we reject God.
然而我们却都背逆了他，转离他，不再愿意顺服他。
This rebellion against God is what the Bible calls sin.
这对神的背逆就是圣经中所说的罪。
And the only fair consequence of offending the perfect God is eternal, unending torment.
而得罪一位完美的神的后果就是永远的刑罚。
But friend, let me tell you something truly unfair.
不过朋友们，请让我告诉你一件更加不公平的事情。
God sent Jesus his son to be the sacrifice for sinners.
神差他的儿子耶稣来为罪人而牺牲。
Jesus lived a perfectly obedient and sinless life before God.
耶稣在神的面前活出了完全顺服、无可指摘的生命。
But Jesus was betrayed and unjustly condemned to die on a cross.
但他却被出卖、被不公义地钉死在十字架上。
The truth is that Jesus sacrificed himself for his people, for those who trust in him.
而事实是，耶稣是主动为信靠他的百姓舍命。
Jesus died to pay for the sins of all those who believe in him.
耶稣受死是为那些信靠他的人付上罪的代价。
And after Jesus died, he was raised to life by God the Father.
耶稣死后，天父上帝却将他复活。
Jesus rose from the grave to show his victory over sin and death.
耶稣从死里复活，显明他战胜了罪和死亡。
And what's even more unfair, friend, is that God offers you eternal life.
更加不公平的事情是，神今天愿意将这个永生赐给你。
Trust in Jesus to save you from your sin and the wrath of God.
信靠耶稣，他能救你脱离罪与神的震怒。
Let today be the day of salvation, friend.
朋友，愿今天就是你得救的日子。
Believe in Jesus Christ and join the fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
信靠耶稣基督，加入与天父与耶稣基督之间的团契吧。
Beloved church, we must never believe that we no longer need the work of Christ.
亲爱的教会。我们千万不要以为自己已经不再需要基督的救恩了。
We don't graduate from the gospel.
我们永远不会毕业于福音。
And it's really not hard to see our sin.
其实我们的罪并不难看见。
Why do we still criticize others harshly?
我们为什么那么容易批评别人？
Why do we have such great anxiety?
我们为什么仍然有那么多的焦虑？
Why do we still want to be like those who reject God?
我们为什么还是会去羡慕那些拒绝神的人？
1 John 1:8 says, If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us.
约翰一书一章八节说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理也不在我们心里了。
Beloved, our sin is obvious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，罪在我们身上是显而易见的。
And the call to confession is gentle and full of grace.
但神呼召我们认罪是温柔又充满恩典的。
1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Therefore, beloved, have someone in your life that you confess to regularly.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请你要找一个在生命中可以，你可以常常向他坦诚认罪的人。
Don't let sin take root in your life, but confess it.
不要让罪在你的生命中扎根，要坦白去承认它。
Share openly and allow others to speak biblical truth into your life.
请你敞开你的心，让属灵的弟兄姊妹用神的话语提醒你，鼓励你。
Beloved, our sins are many.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有很多的罪。
Our sins are many and we need to confess them.
我们需要不断地向神认罪。
If we want to pursue Christian fellowship, we do so by living faithfully, which includes confessing our sins.
如果我们真正的想要追求基督徒的团契，那就必须得活得忠心，这包括愿意承认自己的罪。
And we know that God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins.
我们知道神是信实且公义的，他必赦免我们一切的罪。
God is faithful and righteous to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
神是信实且公义的，他必洗净我们一切的不义。
We can walk in the light.
因此我们可以在光中行。
We walk in the light by admitting that we didn't start there and that we slip into darkness.
我们能行在光中，是因为我们愿意承认自己原本不在光中，且偶尔还会落入黑暗当中。
And we go to God again and again in confession.
所以我们反复地来到神面前认罪。
But John warns against being too proud or too stubborn to admit that we've sinned.
但约翰也提醒我们，我们不要骄傲，不要固执地不认罪。
1 John 1:10, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
约翰一书一章十节说，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们的心里了。
If we say we haven't sinned, we make a declaration that God is not good.
若我们说我们自己没有犯罪啊，那就是在指责神，他不是良善的。
By claiming to have fellowship with God but not confessing sin, we're saying God is wrong.
若我们不认罪，却说和神有团契，那其实我们就是在说神你是错的。
If we say we haven't sinned, then we're saying that God has lied about our sinfulness.
如果我们说我们没有犯罪，那就是说上帝在关于我们人的罪性上面，他是撒谎了。
We'd be saying that God hasn't cleansed us because we don't need to be cleansed at all.
就等于在说上帝没有洁净我们，因为我们没有问题。
We're saying God didn't save us because we weren't in danger of anything to begin with.
那神他拯救我们，并不是因为我们一开始就没有危险的。
John has a reality check for us.
约翰给了我们一个现实的提醒。
If we say that we're innocent, then we never really knew God nor His Son, Jesus Christ.
如果我们说自己无罪，那就说明我们从未真正的认识神，也不认识他的儿子耶稣基督。
Beloved, let's not claim to be sinless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要再自称我们没有罪了。
Let's be confessing our sins.
让我们常常认罪悔改。
Let's walk in the light, acknowledging unrighteousness in our hearts.
让我们行在光中，承认自己心中的不义。
Let me put it this way. We already have fellowship with one another and with God, but we're not yet sinless.
换句话说，我们已经与彼此、与神有了团契，但我们还没有完全的无罪。
Already, but not yet.
已经完成，但还没有完全的达成。
We've been freed from the punishment of sin.
我们已经从罪的惩罚中得了释放。
And we're already free from the power of sin.
也已经脱离了罪的权势。
But we're not yet free from the presence of sin.
但我们还没有完全摆脱罪的存在。
Growing up, I played baseball. It was a joy to play baseball.
从小到大，我非常喜欢打棒球。
I had the benefit of playing with a team or multiple teams and being coached by some very excellent coaches.
我有机会加入几支球队，并且遇到非常棒的教练。
I had the privilege to wear the team jersey and the team hat.
我很荣幸可以穿上球队的制服和帽子。
I was grateful to be a part of a team.
我很感恩我能成为球队的一份子。
But you didn't just walk onto a random field, during a game and join a team.
但你并不是随便走进一个球场就能加入一支球队的。
My mom had to sign me up first.
我妈妈要先帮我报名。
She had to put my name on a list, describe my skill level, and pay a fee.
她要帮我把名字填上去，然后描述我的棒球水平，并且还付了报名费。
My parents allowed me to enter into the world of Little League baseball.
是我的父母让我进入了少年棒球的世界。
They provided the payment necessary for me to pass through the barrier.
他们付上了代价，我才能够跨过这个门槛。
They gave me the benefits.
他们为我提供了这些益处。
Beloved, Jesus has given us, his people, the benefits of Christian fellowship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣他为我们付上了代价，使我们可以享受基督徒的团契。
Jesus gave his life to provide us with the local church.
耶稣献上了生命，他赐给了我们教会。
Jesus has given us fellowship with the Father and the Son, that is himself, and all of the saints.
耶稣也赐给我们与圣父、圣子与众圣徒的团契。
Let's be affirming the truths of Scripture.
让我们坚定相信圣经的真理。
And let's be living out our faith consistently.
让我们不间断地活出信仰。
Let's pursue divine fellowship together.
让我们一起追求那属天的团契。
Join me in a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we confess that we've made our so-called fellowship about other things besides Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord.
父神，我们承认我们常常把所谓的团契建立在基督以外的事情上，而不是在我们救主耶稣那里。
And we confess that we've sinned, and some of us have allowed sin to take root in our lives.
我们也承认自己犯了罪，甚至让罪在生命中扎根。
We need your help, Lord.
主啊，我们需要你的帮助。
Remind us of the ugliness of sin that Jesus had to pay with his own life.
求你提醒我们罪的可怕，因为耶稣为此付上了生命的代价。
And grant us confession and repentance.
求你赐我们认罪与悔改的心。
Help us admit our weakness.To seek accountability with those around us.
帮助我们承认自己的软弱，并愿意向周围的人寻求属灵的督责。
And remind us of the peace that we now have in you, Christ our Lord, raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of the Father.
求你常常提醒我们那因你而来的平安，你是从死里复活升天，如今坐在父神右边的基督。
All glory and honor and praise belongs to our triune God, the Father who is one with the Son and with the Holy Spirit.
一切荣耀、尊贵与颂赞都归给我们的三一真神，圣父、圣子与圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起起立来唱回应诗歌。
荣华富贵身亡，我宁愿有耶稣生于尘扬，我宁终于出满足出的心肠，我宁愿有耶稣生于美名，愿对主忠诚宣扬出生命，胜过作君王，虽统治万方，却忍受罪恶捆绑，我宁愿有耶稣生于世上，荣华富贵身亡，恩主比百合花美丽鲜艳，他比风放下滴滴蜜更甘甜，我带几颗心灵来到主前，有主的同在，生死赴美言，胜过作君王，虽统治万方，却忍受罪恶捆绑，我宁愿有耶稣生于世上，荣华富贵身亡，胜过作君王，虽统治万方，却忍受罪恶捆绑，我宁愿有耶稣生于世上，荣华富贵身